Good morning. This is the 18th day of the month, and this is Mose to bring you again the inspiration for today. I praise God for His faithfulness. He is good. He is wonderful. He is an awesome God. Yesterday morning, I had problems. I wasn't sure what to write, what to speak on, and I opened the Word of God, and I came across this verse in Numbers 33:50, and it opened up a lesson for me. In fact, I cannot, probably can't do justice to it all week, but I really want to look at some of these things today. I would like to, yesterday we looked at the importance of driving out the enemy. The importance of driving out the enemy. And we looked at the, how that in a glass full of water, in a 12-ounce glass, we can have it full of water, or we can have it full of rocks and sand and other things, and where there's very little room for water. Yes, there's some room for water, but today I would like to identify some of those rocks and sand, and they are numerous. And so I'd like to turn to Galatians, and I'd like to start at Galatians 5:15. Galatians 5:15. So while you're turning to that, let's open it with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, we do thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You, O God, for Your goodness. We thank You, dear Heavenly Father, for Your mercy. We thank You, Father, for giving us another new day. We thank You for inspirations from the Word of God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, as we read the Word of God, would You fill us with Your Holy Spirit that we might speak Your words and not our own, dear God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, this morning that the power of the Holy Spirit would come down upon me this morning in a mighty and powerful way, dear God, that I might be able to bring the message that You have for us this morning, dear God. I pray, dear God, that we might be clearly able to identify some of these rocks and some of these stones and sand that needs to come out of our lives, dear God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that even as there in the Old Testament, as they were supposed to drive out the enemies, dear God, I pray that You would show us today how we need to drive out these enemies out of our land, so that the Holy Spirit may have free course in our lives. Father, this morning we commit to You in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. All right. Let's first of all read, starting here in Galatians 5:15. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. But I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you do not the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, and revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice these such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let me read that again. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, will we be tempted with such things? Absolutely. But you know, the more that we're filled with the Holy Spirit, the more power we have to overcome temptations, the more power we have to walk in the Spirit, and the more power we have to live the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit will come out of us: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These things will be coming out of our hearts and lives if we put to death, if we cast out these rocks, these things that are in our lives, and these things that inhibit the Spirit of God. We need to cast them out. We need to get rid of them. We need to put them behind us. Now, I'd like to just really clearly identify some of these things. And each one of these words we could probably spend a lot of time in. But this morning I just want to give you an insight and you know, in Galatians 5:19, and I'm not going to turn to all these verses, but in Galatians 5:19 it talks about sexual immorality. Just consider with me, what is sexual immorality? It is sexual sins, it is masturbation, it is everything that is against the holiness and the sanctity of sex. You know, God has ordained one man and one wife. And anything outside sex, out of that one union, whether it is with animals and in bestiality, or whether it is with man to man, anything outside of the sanctity of marriage, of one man and one wife, is sin. Let's consider that. Anything outside of that, let's be, yes, one man and one wife, and coming together in union, in oneness, in a beautiful relationship, in an intimacy, and yes, sexual union. That is the beauty of marriage. And anything outside of that is sexual immorality and it is sin. As we read in Galatians 19. Galatians 19 also talks about impurity. Lust in Colossians 3:5, hatred, Galatians 5:20, discord, Galatians 5:20, jealousy, anger, selfish ambition, dissension, all these you can find in Galatians 5:20. Let's consider these things. God wants us to get these rocks out of our lives, these sins out of our lives. Arrogance, 2 Corinthians 12:20, and Galatians 5:20. Envy, Galatians 5:21. Murder, Revelations 22:12-16. Idolatry, Galatians 5:20 again, Ephesians 5:5. Witchcraft. And later on this week, witchcraft we find in Galatians 5:20 again. But later on this week, I may get into some more of the details of some of these words. But I just encourage you to look them up and find the meaning of them and find the meaning of these words and, you know, maybe even take a dictionary and look everything up and so that you have a full understanding of what God hates and what God wants us to get out, the enemies that God wants us to get out of our lives. Witchcraft, I mentioned that in Galatians 5:20. Drunkenness, Galatians 5:21. Wild living, Luke 15:13, Galatians 5:21. Cheating, 1 Corinthians 6:8. Adultery, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Homosexuality, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Greed, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Ephesians 5:5. Stealing, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Lying, Revelation 22:12-16. These are things that God hates. The Bible mentions many specific actions and attitudes that are either right or wrong. This list that I just went over are, my question is, you know, as a young Christian, or even as an older Christian, as you listen to this list, how much of this list is in your heart? How much of these enemies are still in your heart? Oh, God wants us to be pure. God wants us to be holy. So let us take action and make sure all these stones are out of our lives, all these rocks, these hindrances to the Holy Spirit. Let's get them out of our lives. Oh, that we might be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, I think I'll wind down here and maybe we should just read over the list again. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, hatred, discord, jealousy, anger, selfish ambition, dissension, arrogance, envy, murder, idolatry, witchcraft, drunkenness, wild living, cheating, adultery, homosexuality, greed, stealing, lying. Let's go back to cheating. What does that mean? Cheating can mean cheating even to the in our schoolwork. Cheating can mean taxes, cheating on our taxes. Cheating can mean cheating on our lives. Cheating can have a lot of different meanings. And while I think of this, there is also a deception. I don't think deception was mentioned in this list, but I'd like to mention deception this morning. And let us consider that deception is a wickedness that needs to be put out of our lives. You know, I grew up deception. As long as, I made myself believe that as long as I could deceive someone, it was okay. I don't know why. I mean, I was very much against sin growing up, but and I was very much against lying. But deception was something that I was not aware of. I hope you have settled it deep in your hearts that deception is sin. Any kind of deception, trying to make somebody believe that you're doing this when you're doing that. Deception is sin. Okay, well, I think it's time to close. Again, my phone number, if you'd like to get a hold of me, is 717-656-9576. I'd love to hear from you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. Come back again tomorrow morning, hungering and thirsting after righteousness and holiness, seeking for God. God bless you.